that come from the COVID-19, the coronavirus. Just for your information, the Oxford Mindfulness Center at Oxford University also offer free online session, mindfulness session to cope with stress. In the same way, Harvard University healthcare website also has a lot of advice. The advice from Harvard University website is, for example, practice mindfulness and acceptance. Focus on asking what now rather than why. To focus on what is at the present moment. Now, to focus on worry, to focus on what's going on. Okay, because the why, no? the mind that asks that question again and again, it might come from subconscious question. If it's subconscious question, it can overwhelm us. That is why we need to focus on what now rather than why. Practice patience with yourself and others. At this point in time, whether you stay at home or as a frontline staff in the hospitals, in the immigration departments, in the police department, maybe in the armed forces, maybe also volunteers, you need to expect a lot of inconveniences and be prepared to be patient with yourself and also with other people. We are dealing with pandemic. Let things unfold and assume others are trying to do the right thing. Let things unfold by themselves. Because many other people, they are doing the right thing. Some people are staying at home, so they also do the right thing by staying at home. And people, you know, use sanitizer or maybe soap to wash their hands very often, so they are also doing the right thing at home, at work. Scientists at top universities, backed up by the government, they're working nonstop to find out the remedy and the treatment for this COVID-19. Many philanthropists from the third sector, they are also coming out, doing what they can in the search for treatment. Some people do that. Some people, they're just trying to donate as much as they can to hospitals so that those hospitals are better equipped than before in the face of this pandemic. And there are some volunteers who take care of their neighbors about food, about basic needs. And there are also government servants who brave everything just to ensure that the administrative machine of the country runs nonstop. And also in the banking sector, just to ensure that the economic and commercial life of the country doesn't stop. So there are people who are doing the right thing. And there are people who practice social distancing if ever they have to meet other people. So we need to trust those people as well. And one thing that Harvard University website tells us is that anxiety is an emotion that tends to seek out confirmation. When we have anxiety, this anxiety is just reading news and thinking non-stop just to confirm this anxiety. That's the behavior of anxiety. So it's very important for us, when the whole world is facing an anxious time like this, that we learn how to acknowledge our emotion using mindfulness meditation. So Harvard goes on to say, acknowledge your emotion with understanding and then turn your mind to other things. For example, it's understandable I'm concerned about the current situation. This is an acknowledgement of your emotion. I repeat, it is understandable I'm concerned about the current situation. This is an acknowledgement. Then focus on other things. I understand that worry is not an effective way to respond. Not to decide with worry and anxiety. Another thing is to keep things in perspective. Limit worry and agitation by lessening the time you spend watching or listening to upsetting media coverage. The television, the Facebook, the internet, the social media, they all are dominated by these upsetting news, worrying news. Take a break from time to time. And focus also on the positive things that people do. So, with this, I'd like to offer you mindfulness practice to reduce stress. The first is mindfulness of breathing. Okay, now, if you are at home, or maybe sitting in your office, now it's time to take a few minutes of your time, your working time, and then focus on breathing. You may close your eyes if you like, and breathe in slow, deep, and gentle. Breathing in slow, deep, and gentle. Breathing out again gently. Now we will count our breathing, just the in-breath. We take in-breath slow and gentle. Count 1 to 5. For the out-breath, we just release it naturally. Breathing in, count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And breathing out gently. Breathing in, count 1 to 5. Breathing out, let go. Breathing in, count 1 to 5. Breathing out, let go. Breathe in, supplying oxygen to your lung as much as you can. as if inflating your lung. By now, you will notice that the muscles in your forehead are tense. This is because of stress. Breathing in and out, then acknowledge tension and stress in your forehead. Acknowledge the tension in your forehead. Do not ignore it. Acknowledge it, accept it with compassion. Breathe in and out. Relax your forehead. Now you may be aware of tension around your face, especially your cheeks, left and right, your lips and your chin. Those tension, they are signs of stress. Please acknowledge them, that they are there, that these stresses, they are a response to the current situation. Breathing in and out, slow and gentle. What about your shoulders? Are they tense as well? Your arms, your hands, your fingers, are they also tense? They are just giving you a message that your mind is very stressed out. So deep and slow breathing. Deep and slow breathing, and relax the body. Many people in the television stations working round the clock to inform the people. Please acknowledge your stress. People in the banking sector, in the police department, in the military, in the Ministry of Healthcare, in Myanmar, in the Ministry of Health and Sports, and government officers acknowledge your stress. Breathe in and out, slow and gentle. If you don't have time, at least do it for 1 minute, one full minute. If you have time, please do more. This is for you, for your family, for your company, for your department, and for your country, even for the whole world, that you take time and reduce stress. Slow and gentle breathing, deep and slow breathing. Now revisit anxiety that you have had during the day, especially when you use sanitizer to wash your hands, when you use soap and water to wash your hands. Each time you do that, there is anxiety, there's fear of the virus. So, definitely there is stress at that time. Revisit and acknowledge that stress with mindfulness. When you use toilet, when you eat, when you hold your mobile phone, after you have spoken to somebody outside. So revisit those anxiety, those anxious moments. Acknowledge them. Breathe in and out, slow and gentle. Breathe in and out, slow and gentle. Now visualize your family members, your colleagues, and the people you meet today who have anxiety. When they wash their hands very often, when they put on mask, protective personal equipment, when they put on gloves. So anxiety all around in those people as well. Acknowledge their anxiety. Acknowledge anxiety of the people who run the country, who run the economy, who run the security, who run the food industry, who take care of their family. acknowledge their anxiety. Now revisit the news that you watch today, maybe on Facebook, on Viber, online, on WhatsApp, on WeChat, television, radio, internet. When you watch it, when you read it, there is anxiety, there is fear. Please acknowledge that. Recognize that mindfully. Recognize the fear, the anxiety, the stress. Breathe in and out, slow and gentle. Now we change our breathing pattern. Breathing in, we count 1 to 7. Breathing out, we just let go. Let go of the anxiety. Now focus your mind, focus your attention on something positive. People are doing the right thing. Many people stay at home, so they do the right thing. This is a positive thing. And countries also close their borders. This is positive things. And the government tries to keep the essential services going on. Security, healthcare, banking, media, television, food industry, so on. And all other essential services. They are doing the right thing. Very positive. Scientists are also racing against time. Many governments pour in a lot of money and resources to find the answer to this pandemic. And countries are coordinating. And many, many people put themselves in quarantine after they have returned from a journey, from a trip. So many, many people are doing the right thing. And everybody wants to overcome this pandemic. An overwhelming majority, 99.9% of the people in the world, they want to overcome this, and they are doing something what they can. We should be grateful that we have internet, Wi-Fi, we know what's going on, we can be more careful. Unlike the pandemic that happened hundreds of years ago, maybe 100 years ago, maybe more than that, because the world has faced this kind of pandemic many times. In the last 2 decades, SARS, MERS, Ebola, you name it. The world has faced it and has got a very good experience. Now, with good communication, we have been able to save more lives. The world has lost up to 20 million population to a pandemic before. Now, with everyone working together, we are doing better. Breathing in and out, slow and gentle. One more time, breathe in and out, slow and gentle. One more time, slow and deep breathing. You can open your eyes now. Thank you.